Hey there, how are you doing? I hope you are doing fine and amazing, and I welcome you back to the Fun Indian Guy podcast. I'm your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a service designer, filmmaker, musician, and a founder of a company called Futuring Now, where we help individual startups and corporate and brand product teams to innovate using our one-of-a-kind innovation workshops. If you're interested in that, just go to www.futuringnow.com and you'll get to see all the amazing workshops we are putting right there. So this is the podcast where we talk about creativity, design, and innovation. And this is the small segment we like to call Daily-ish Podcast, because we are planning to put 4 to 5 minute long podcast for you to add value in your life as well as our life or my life. 3 to 4 times a week. That's a bit ambitious given the context of the kind of schedule we have going on right now in my life, but still we are trying our best and we are pushing it, and that's more important because the efforts which we are putting in this one, the kind of energy which is required to get up and make these podcasts, it's sometimes a bit challenging. But yeah, I personally like to get over challenges and try to build stuff. So in today's podcast, we are actually going to talk about building stuff yet again. And this is actually, like, even by saying this, it's just there's so much there's so much to do actually whenever it comes to creating a new Instagram profile for your business. It's just too demanding, because I know what it takes to build stuff. I know what it takes to grow that organic audience and what it takes to set the tone right. And it's just exhausting to do it all over again. But now, as we have started Futuring Now, we have to also build an Instagram page for Futuring Now, so that people who will come to Futuring Now through Instagram will understand what kind of things we are doing. But that means for a solo entrepreneur like me to put more efforts also in building that Futuring Now profile. As I've already discussed, that I'm right now building some amazing reel content on my personal Instagram, which is the Fun Indian Guy. So now that we have to create Futuring Now, I just created a bio today. I just made a bio saying that this is the Futuring Now's Instagram page and we will be building it soon. Until that time, just catch up the whole content from our founder, which is basically me, and I tagged my channel. And that way, at least the logo and the name and the profile has been locked. So that is the first thing, which is very valuable for you to know, that whenever you decide to create a brand, whenever you decide to create a startup, quickly go and book Instagram handle for that. Because if you start to boom and if you haven't created the platform, if you haven't created the handle yet, it will get too difficult to catch that right phrase or catch that right name without having extra numbers around it. So make sure if you are creating a new startup, try to just go and book the Instagram handle, also the domains of .coms. But again, if you're creating a digital business, you know that. So that's not something which I should tell you. But booking the handle on Instagram is also very crucial. So that's what we did. If you want, you can already go and check Futuring_now and just follow it. There's nothing there, but there will be at some point something building. And the other day, I just was discussing with one of my friends about building Instagram. And that time I was explaining him how this personal brand identity is very important to be intact whenever you're creating something. It's not about the perfection, but it's about what you have to say, what your personality has to do with it, and what kind of brand identity you have been creating. But that was about my personal brand. And now for a startup or for a business, it's going to be completely different. I still have to understand whether we are going to give information or awareness content or knowledge-oriented content regarding innovation, or should we just keep it to whatever we are doing, whatever people we are coming across, whatever startups we are helping or something like that. So I think I'll have to do a bit more brainstorming on that. So it should be easy. It shouldn't be demanding, because there are already too many tasks which are demanding for me to get my creative engagement to build stuff. For example, this podcast, the YouTube channel, the business itself, my own Instagram. And there's so much to do. That's why I don't want to make it too complex. I want to keep it simple, but at the same time to create some sort of awareness around the brand. So I'll have to, I think, figure out what needs to be done. One thing is always a good idea to have like 3 to 4 keywords, which explains your brand, even if it's a personal brand or even if it's a company, and then keeping the content which follows those kind of keywords, because that way you understand what kind of things you're going to say. And then there is this whole other situation where you also create a couple of audiences, personas, where you're like, these are the people who you think are the primary audience or small viable audience for your particular project. And then whenever you post something, you think about them and you think about how they will react to it. And that's how you build your content, by checking it in your head, understanding that particular persona. So I think I'll also do that for future now. But I'm not sure when I'll start posting there. But as I said, it's just the thought itself. It's so exhausting to create another profile from scratch. And it takes a while. It takes a while. Like even for the Fun Indian Guy profile, as I said, I've been exploring and doing different things for last three to four years actually on Instagram. It just, yeah, every time I'm starting some mini projects in it, every time I'm starting some mini series inside. And it demands a lot of attention of yours. And the conversion rate is also not that great. But then when you have the perspective or mindset that you are doing something for that one particular reason or for that particular goal, which could be, again, awareness, conversion, signups and all those things, then it gets easier. At some point, we will get some help to help me with that, to build those content pieces as well. But for now, the thought in itself is a bit exhausting, but we gotta do it. Because that's how we'll have to roll. Like, not everything is going to be perfect. Not everything is going to be super shiny and amazing. There are some real struggles. And especially when you know that it's a long game. Sometimes in the beginning you feel exhausted. But then you start doing it step by step. You get there. And I think I'm going to also put my head down and step by step we'll build that as well. So I think that's all from today's podcast. It was just about the kind of challenges we come across whenever we have to build something new from scratch, especially in terms of brand identity and some visual stuff around it. So that's all, guys, from today's podcast. Thanks for listening to it. And I hope you found something valuable out of it or something which you could relate to. And if you did, I'll be super grateful for that because it means really a lot to me. With that, I'll catch you next time in next Dailyish podcast. So make sure you follow this podcast wherever you're listening to it so that you won't miss whenever I put the next episode, which will be tomorrow itself. With that, guys, take care, stay safe, and catch you tomorrow. And yeah, while you build stuff, while you build and create amazing, meaningful things, do not forget to have fun, because that's why we live.